Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. Chiefs took the practice field with rookies and quarterbacks for the first time on Wednesday up in St. Joseph, Missouri. We heard from defensive lineman Felix Anodike Uzama, as well as wide receiver Rashee Rice and offensive lineman Wanye Morris. We'll go in that order, starting with Felix, followed by Rashee Rice. After that, we'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, we'll wrap things up with Wanye Morris. Here's Felix.
What's up? Seems like you guys got a good camaraderie already around the, amongst the rookies. You know, what's it been like just you all experiencing the NFL together for the first time?
I felt good. During the OTAs and minicamp, we were already together. Like, after practice, we all hung out with each other and stuff like that, just so we can bond more and stuff like that. And I know Ye from a long time, playing against him too. So I had a good camaraderie with him already. So, but yeah. And then also Pac, he a teammate of mine too. So we already basically like bonded already from that. So,
Felix, how hard was today?
Today, I'm not gonna lie. Today was tough. Obviously, almost every first fall camp, like even in college, every first fall camp is always gonna be tough. You have to get in shape, football shape, because all the training and stuff like that is not the same as football shape. So today was tough. Hopefully these next 3 days are going to be easier, and then when the vets come, we'll already be in shape and ready to go.
You were coming off the hand injury during OTAs. How are you feeling now? Do you feel 100%? Anything that you're still trying to get comfortable with?
Yeah, my hand's 100%. Like, everything's fine.
Did you hear that in the Sugar Bowl? Is
that what? I heard that in the Big 12 Championship. Last play the game, literally. No, last defensive play the game, yeah. So.
In the Big 12 Championship?
Championship. I didn't know it was torn until I went to start training. And then they told me to get surgery right after pro day, so.
How tough was it to be limited in those games?
It was very tough, especially they drafted me to play right away, drafted me for first round. So all the coaches expect a lot out of me. So it was just very hard and very tough that I can't do exactly what they want me to do right away. So it was just a lot of mental reps, a lot of mental just learning the playbook, a lot of knowing their technique and stuff like that. Even though I can't do it on the field, it's just I got to do it mentally.
How do you keep your mind right? Because like you said, they want you to do so much right away, and sometimes you felt like maybe you're just not there yet. How do you just keep yourself to keep going and know that you'll get there at some point?
Personally, I lean back on my teammates, especially the rookies. They all know that what my position is. They already know like how big it is, especially I'm a hometown kid. Especially like everybody's leaning on me and all this stuff. So they always try to preach me up because they know it's very different in my shoes, especially being a first round draft pick in your hometown. They know it's very different. So they always try to keep my head up, try to keep me motivated to keep going, and try to keep me just basically tell me every day that what the goal is, so that I'm eventually going to get better. I'm eventually going to be hopefully playing. So.
You talked a minute ago about the expectations the coaches have. What are your expectations for yourself as a rookie?
My expectation is just bottom line, just get through the playbook, just learn from the vets, because obviously the vets, they won a Super Bowl championship. So I even said it before in another press conference. They've already been in this position. So I need to learn as much as I can from the vets and as much as I can just from my coaches so I can be able to help the team out.
You mentioned learning a playbook. Spags defense is known to be pretty tough. Yeah. How far along are you in the playbook, and how much have you actually learned so far?
I don't know how to really answer that question. I'm pretty decent with the playbook. Obviously, I'm new. I'm just learning the playbook now. So I just need to keep going in the playbook, learning every day, day by day. Ask the coaches, ask the vets, just like pointers and stuff like that, and just honestly focus on. So we got quite a bit of time, just especially this whole camp. So hopefully by then I'll have this playbook down. So.
You mentioned getting drafted in your hometown. How has your life in Kansas City changed since you did get drafted a couple months ago?
It's just I had to move differently. Obviously, I can't really move the same. I can't really go to grocery stores because everybody thinks I'm a celebrity now. So it's very different, I will say. But at the same time, it comes with the price, being drafted to hometown and all that stuff. So I knew if me doing that, it's going to come. So I just had to move differently.
Have your buddies at home from high school and your buddies at K-State kind of kept your ego in check?
They know I'm not the high ego type guy. They know that they know how humble I am. I never even like try to rub in their face about where my position is at the same time, because at the end of the day, God gave me this gift, and God gave everybody a different journey. So I never ever want to even rub it in their face. I hang out with them almost all the time. Like this past Saturday, I hang out with my high school friends. just hanging out with them before I go to training camps, because I won't see them for a minute because they're going to go back to college. So
let's go last four. Go ahead,
Felix, I believe before you said you'd come up here to camp as a kid. What was that first day like for you being on the other side of the fence?
I had to soak it all in at first because I remember just sitting at the stands. I believe it was 2013, sitting at the stands just watching all the guys, and then me actually walking on this grass pad just to come down to campus. It's a dream come true, but at the same time, although I'm in this dream, I have to show for it. So,
Blair. I just wanted to ask you to set the record straight. Who got the better of the Oklahoma matchups with you and Wanye?
Wanye, I'm not going to lie. I didn't go against Wanye or last year, but the year before that, I did get a sack on him. Even if you can check my record and stuff like that, you'll see. You'll see. Like he knows it too, because I was always rubbing in his face all the time. But no, he's a great player. He trash talk, but at the same time, he keeps it like cordial. Because there's one time, like my whole chain was out. He's like, "Hey, check your chain before one of my teammates tried snatching it." So like he's respectful too. So I appreciate him for that.
Bye, PJ.
You talk about being a local celebrity from here and everything. How important is it just for you to keep that tight circle that you're going to, and people are going to invade that and try to?
Oh, it's a lot. There's a lot of people that obviously haven't came in my life for a long time. Always already try to like, hey, this and that, try to talk me up, stuff like that. So I always like to keep it people that have been with me all the way throughout the whole process, like close friends and all that stuff. So I always keep that circle small, so I don't have any distractions outside.
For the first game, right?
Yeah.
But you've already come a long way since the night you got drafted.
Yeah.
You asked about your expectations before. Have they changed at all now that you've gotten to be a part of this for a while? Do you feel more confident, or is it a bigger challenge than you thought?
It's still, at the same time, I still got to impress the coaches. It's still the same thing day by day, is impress the coaches. Because at the end of the day, if you don't impress the coach, you're not going to get on the field. So obviously learning that playbook, learning my technique, doing everything that is possible for the coaches for the coaches to be impressed by what I do on the field will eventually, hopefully, have me on that field.
Last one, Nate.
You mentioned before, obviously, about playing for your hometown team. I guess my question is, from the draft to the start of camp, was there a moment where somebody from Kansas City said something to you that was either inspiring or sort of moving, given where you are in your career right now?
And say that one more time. I'm so sorry. I lost your thought.
Say that one more time. Was there anybody from Kansas City that you know, or maybe it was a stranger or an acquaintance that said something to you about playing for the Chiefs that you're going to take with you, or at least it inspired you or motivated you?
Really, I remember I was on the float with Dante Hall. Basically, he said it really simple. Just honestly, you play football for a reason. Just go out and play. There's nothing. There's no thought into it. There's no overthinking it. Just go out there and play, because at the end of the day, this is just a game. So once you just play literally just a game like how I did in Little League, and just play, do everything right, do everything possible, eat right, do everything, work on your body, everything will just play to play. So that's basically the most simplest thing he said, and I'll take that forever.
How meaningful was it to have someone that you probably watched growing up
with you? It was very meaningful, especially just literally the day, like 2 days before, just seeing him. I was just like, It's very meaningful, especially the position he was, because he was that guy on the Chiefs. So it was just very meaningful just to be next to him and just him giving me some advice.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Felix.
Thank you.
How hard was it today?
I'm just kidding. It was I mean, it was as expected. Coach, they always tell us to come be in shape. Our wide receivers, this is like a track team as far as, our wide receiver group. So we come knowing that we got to be expected to run as long as till the game is over, till practice is over.
Was there anything about today that surprised you, that you were like, oh, wow, this is a little more typical than I thought, or something of that nature?
A little bit. I mean, we were a little, short as far as the receiver group, had about five receivers. So, I mean, as expected, we're going to get tired, and they kind of helped in any way just to kind of let us get a little break in between certain reps and stuff like that.
Andy's camp is known to be pretty hard. What did you do in preparation as far as conditioning goes?
During the summer or our little break, I was meeting up with Shane Bouchel, every day, every morning, just running routes and like kind of basically putting ball each half so we could basically work our own kind of 2-minute drill so I could be in shape and prepare for this.
What are some of the things
Shane taught you during that time, and maybe specific to what to expect here?
Not necessarily what to expect, but he just kind of taught me about, like, what's going through Pat's mind as far as me running a play and what he's looking at as far as, you know, how the defense is moving and where he would want me to be on certain plays.
Was that in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, Dallas area?
Sometimes we were in Arlington, sometimes we were at SMU at our old college.
For sure, we got to see what you had for breakfast out there on the ship. Did Coach Reed say anything? Anybody say anything to you?
Nah, I mean, like I said, he's expecting us to be able to run as long as we can, and I told him, like, to be honest with y'all, I don't mind puking. That just means I'm working as hard as I can so that I won't puke no more and be ready for the games.
When was the last time you had a practice like that where you may have left more on the field than you wanted?
probably fall camp in college.
And what was that feeling like?
A lot easier than this, but I mean, when that happened, I mean, we got to practice in the indoor in college. Out here, no, you already know.
What was it like having Pacheco out there supporting you guys during 7-on-17?
It was great just because during OTAs, I know that he wanted to be out there a lot. So him just running down that hill and being ready to just even just do the warm-up, like, he moving as fast as he can just in the warm-up. And we, like, you know, we could just tell he's excited to be on the field right now.
What's your adjustment been like? You know, you obviously moved to a new city. You're all settled in Kansas City. You're not going to be back there for like a month. Have you gotten all that stuff in order?
Yeah, I'm all settled. Everything's good.
Yeah. What have you liked about the town so far? I know you've been home in Texas quite a bit.
It's a little bit like Fort Worth, Texas, to be honest. Missouri, I mean, it's not too different from Texas. And, you know, I went to high school in Fort Worth. So, I mean, it's nothing to adjust.
You had this local fun here with Felix. He's been nice to the other rookies.
Yeah, you know, he invited me to his house. He got a nice little sky view, but we're not going to talk about that too much.
Rashid, just to be clear, do you feel like you're prepared for this camp? I mean, obviously, to have that happen today in the first one, and it's going to get tougher. Do you feel like you're prepared just physically for this whole thing?
Yeah, 100%. I lost a lot of weight during the, like, off time we had, just so I could come back and be lighter on my feet. And honestly, out here, it's just me trying to hydrate as much as I can just because I knew I was going to sweat, like, a lot doing all the running that I was doing today.
So you did lose some weight between then and now?
Yeah, I did.
Players, often talk about Coach Reed's playbook. How you know, have you dove into that a lot yet?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, meeting with Shane, you know, during that little break, he gave me kind of a head start just because he's a QB and it's not, he can't really take a play, like, take a break from the playbook. And then, like, every day I'm going to be meeting with Shane in his dorm just to go over plays before the next day. So I'll be prepared.
Hey.
When you say you lost a lot of weight, is it like more than 10 pounds? Like, what's kind of the range that you want to be at for this?
Yeah, so OTAs, I was about, like, 212 to 215. And now I'm about, like, I'm 200 pounds right now, so I lost a good amount.
Thank you. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price line.
Did you say
Wanya
or
Wanye? Wanye. It's like Wan, then yay, yay.
So and yay, so we say yay.
Yay, exactly.
Oh, okay. All right, Wanye Morris, let's go. Hey, how hard was it today?
I mean, it's going to be hard. That's what it's meant for. You know, if it was easy, everybody would do it. And we're the chosen ones to do this, so they're supposed to make it hard.
Do to prepare for this camp over the last, you know, month and a half?
Just trying to stay in shape because, you know, you get all that time off and it's just about time management. It's just about staying in shape and just doing the conditioning, keeping your technique sharp. So I'm just doing all those little things to make sure I'm ready for this camp.
What do you learn from Donovan Smith and the OTAs mini camp that you're taking into now going to training camp?
Donovan's a great guy. He taught me a lot because I'm a young guy. He got a lot of experience. I mean, he played with Tom Brady. And now he played for Patrick Mahomes, two great quarterbacks. He taught me a lot about my hands, you know, hold them higher and just be smart and just chill, you know, because they got to come to you anyway, so.
Well, it seems like the swim tackle role might be open on this team. How comfortable do you feel right now about being able to flip-flop and seamlessly go from side to side?
I'm very comfortable. I'm doing whatever coach asks me to do. I just feel like there's no difference when I change sides. And whatever coach needs me to do, that's what I do.
If there is difficulty in that, what's the hardest part maybe about learning both positions on the
clock? Just when you get tired, making sure you know that you're on the right or left side. Just being able to switch like that and doing it so much. Just making sure you stay on cue.
How much are you looking forward to putting the pads on and actually being able to play offensive line?
Hey, like you said, offensive line. I'm an O-line. That's what we do. We in the trenches. I hit people for fun. I'm very excited to get out here and work with these guys, man. Great talent out here, and just each day get better. That's all I'm worried about, is getting better each day.
Wanya, what are some of the things that you did to get ready for this camp, you know, in between, after mini camp, and your first impression of that coming in?
First of all, take care of my body. Make sure my body's right, hydrate right, eat right, and just do the miscellaneous things, like the small things that taking a certain step or keeping my knees bent, not getting up at the end of the play, you know, just finishing, just small things like that. That really just take you the extra mile.
Well, yeah, players around the league have always heard about Andy Reid's training camps, how tough they are. What had you heard prior to coming into the camp?
Oh, it's gonna be hell. That's what they told me. But you know, you got to take that to the chin because, like I said earlier, it's gonna be hard. And if it was easy, everybody would do it. So I'm just here to work, really.
I'm here to work. Have a good system to kind of indoctrinate you a little bit as a time to build up to this. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're prepared for what will come when everyone gets here?
That's what this is for. Like you said, I'm just trying to get better every day. Like after this, I'm probably gonna get some extra conditioning in, cause you know those vets, they've been doing this for a long time. So I gotta get ready to go against them. So that's that.
How is the game different in the NFL level than in Oklahoma, Tennessee?
It's like every level it gets faster. You know, I went in there with the ones a few times just to get a few reps, and it got faster. Like those guys are getting off the ball quick. I'm getting off on the right time, but I'm feeling like I'm late. So it's just, you just got to be quick and in tune. Just everybody's faster, everybody's more precise, and just locked into the technical things. It's like you're not just the talent can get you so far. You got to work hard too, you know. So
Felix over there is a fellow rookie. What's your first impression of him?
Felix, my first impression of Felix is we don't like K-State, but what happened the year before that?
I got a sack on you.
No, you didn't.
Did I
not? No, you didn't.
They can all pull that up. They will see that. They will see that.
It's okay. It's okay.
Did I not get a sack?
Because your face is in the ground, too.
But
Okay. My first impression of Felix, though, that's my guy. You know, we go to work every day. That's my guy. We work every day. Competing is what we do, you know. And just being able to have that friendship that we have, it fuels us more, you know. It fuels us more to just go harder in practice. And he get me, I get him. You know, it's a constant fight. You know, you win some, lose some.
You talk about that friendship between you and Felix. Guys, rookies, as they come in as a draft class, they typically lean on each other as days get long in camp. Is he a guy that you'll be leaning on? You know,
yeah, for sure. And I'm pretty sure they'll be leaning on me, you know, because, like I said, it get hard. But we all going through the same thing, first time together. And that's when we come together, talk it up, chop it up, pick each other up, because we brothers now, you know, we family. This is Chiefs Kingdom. We part of that now. So we're going to do everything we can to uphold that.
One quick question. Are you a trash talker?
Oh, hell yeah. I'll answer that question.
You heard him. I can, but, like, I'm a fun trash talker, though. I'm not going to, like, be disrespectful. But I'm a fun trash talker. I'm going to make sure you work. I'm going to make sure you compete, because that's what I like to do. Competing is the best thing you can do. It's the epitome of everything, like competing. It's fun. Like, that's why we play this sport. It's a team sport. You gotta compete with your brothers, compete against other people, and just get better. Experience the talent. So that's what it is.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.